Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance, a space to dream, explore, and reconnect to your essential self with Stacey Barber. Stacey is a conscious mindset mentor and authentic lifestyle coach with a knack for guiding others to step into their truth and embrace times of transition with courage. Join Stacey in a space for intimate healing and growth, and get ready to face your fears so you can find deeper alignment in your life. Our stories are our light. Let them shine. Grounding into your radiance starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Grounding into Your Radiance. I am your host, Stacey Barber. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a space where I really feel so the importance of getting honest and real and starting to declutter our minds, our lives, our bodies, and to be able to really drop back into who it is that we are at our essential nature, our essential self. I like to sort of look at it as who we were before the world told us differently. Coming back to who is at the heart of our being. And that is really where we can begin to ground down, root down into who we are and be able to get into the nuggets of what makes us who we are so that we can radiate from that. So grounding in so that we can radiate out. That is what we're all about here. And we're talking about all the important subjects and topics that are coming through, that are dropping in, and that really feel so important and relevant in the world that we are currently living in. I really feel like the last year plus has been such a beautiful opportunity to almost have a clean slate in our lives and to be able to really sit back and think about what is important to me. What is it that I want to spend my time and my energy doing? What is, or some things that I can begin to cultivate, some practices in my life that can really help me become more closely aligned with who it is that I am at my core. And so those are the sorts of things that we're going to keep talking about here today. And in today's episode, I really want to bring forth some practices and some topics that have been really important in my life that I have utilized in a few different ways that I have seen others utilize, that I am sure you have heard many of the greats talk about, specifically Brené Brown, who's one of my favorite people to listen to. And I consider her a mentor with her work. Talking about the idea of inviting in vulnerability and transparency and courage into our lives, what that means, what that looks like, how we can begin to allow those practices to come in effortlessly, because at first they sound pretty darn scary, to be able to allow ourselves to see the goodness that they offer, to allow ourselves to then really get clear on what is it that I want to be able to bring forth into the world? Who is it that I want to show up as? What are the gifts and the qualities that I want to be able to share with others? And how can I do that from a space of vulnerability, transparency, and courage? So those are just some of the topics that I really want to bring in today. And I'm kind of looking at this as like a power trio that can really enhance like our overall sense of satisfaction and quality in life. And taking the nuggets of wisdom that, again, some of these greats have talked about for so many years, and be able to kind of chunk them down so that we can begin to apply them in our lives today. Because I am a student of many. I love to listen and read and take in all the information, but I've also learned that we can only take in so much if we're not applying it. It's only doing so much good for our lives if we're not actually putting it into action in our lives. So we're going to talk about that, some practices that can be able to allow you to look at these topics that can seem sort of esoteric and big and scary at times, to break them down and say, all right, like what is actually happening here? And how can I invite this in a way that applies to my life today? And so that will really just help us bring more clarity, more understanding into that process so that they can in turn bring more joy into our lives. So I also like to think about, you know, we hear these words, and what we know about the human mind is that if we hear a word or an idea, we immediately create meaning around it. So if you hear the word vulnerability. Your mind already thinks of something. Maybe it thinks of a topic that you've heard Brené Brown talk about. Maybe it thinks about I'm vulnerable as a female walking down the street in an unsafe city, right? There's two different, completely different meanings that our mind likes to make, but it's getting really clear on the meaning that we have currently created in our mind is something that we've created so that it's not necessarily the end all be all truth. And I like to sort of come back, like what I was talking about with the last year being a really clean slate, come back, wipe the slate clean, even with the idea of what these words or these concepts mean, so that we can really start to bring in, like, what is the actual definition of these words and bringing in that true meaning so that then we can begin to create a different idea of what that means in our lives. So that's a practice I like to do often because I've caught myself really, you know, going down a path sometimes that was not even something that I had created. It was something I'd picked up from past experiences or other people in my life. So let's start there. Let's think about vulnerability. What is vulnerability? And there were a few different definitions that I saw, but one that really resonated with me is this quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. So the end part, people go, attacked or harmed. Let's go back to the very beginning of that. The quality or state of being exposed to possibility. If you take that into accord, just to begin, the quality or state of being exposed, bringing everything out into the light, not hiding any longer, right? Allowing ourselves to be seen. That is really what resonated with me in that part of that definition. And sure, there is a possibility that we may be harmed physically or emotionally from that circumstance. However, if you can go back to the initial component of the definition of being able to be who we are, being able to be fully vulnerable in whatever it is that's coming up for us, staying with that for a bit. Because if we go immediately jump to the second part of the definition, I know it's going to scare a lot of us away, right? It's like, no, I don't want any of that. But think about a way to be able to look and sort of broaden the way that we're allowing ourselves to create meaning around this word. What does vulnerability really mean? And what that word also really reminds me of is a concept that I have utilized in my life for so many years that has really cultivated the identity that of who I am today is transparency. If I think about vulnerability and transparency, they really go hand in hand in my mind. And when I look up the definition of transparency, it says that it's an allowing light to pass through so that objects behind could be distinctly seen. An allowing of light to pass through so that things can be seen. Going back to vulnerability, being exposed, letting the light in so that things can be seen, knowing that there is a possibility of being either attacked or harmed, but knowing that there is this beautiful ability to be able to sit in this space of being truly seen for who we are. That is the ideal, the concept, the way of wrapping this around into how it can begin to shift our values, our beliefs, who we are, how we show up, really beginning to allow that definition to expand out and so that we can see the full horizon of possibility in our lives with these concepts. There is a quote that I found that I really love that helps sort of bring both of these ideas together. And it says that transparency is how much information you share, while vulnerability is the truth and the meaning behind your actions and words. You can't tell true stories of vulnerability without transparency. And to be authentically transparent, you must be vulnerable. I love that so much. You can't tell true stories of vulnerability without being transparent, without letting the light in, without letting it all be seen. And to be authentically transparent, you also must be vulnerable. There takes a grace and a courage around that to be able to step into a space where we can allow ourselves to be authentically transparent, which also calls us to be vulnerable. And that quote was from Travis McKnight. And I really love the way that it allows both concepts to come together, letting the light in, removing the darkness, thinking of the concept of not hiding any longer. There's a sense of freedom that comes in. There's no more shame, clarity, being seen, allowing ourselves to begin to cultivate that into our lives. I don't know about you, but that really feels like something I want more of in my life. And that is something that I actively call in. And you might be wondering, why is it that we're talking about this today? Why are these topics resonating in this moment? And I truly believe that right now, the world needs more of this. The world needs more people who are willing to be vulnerable and transparent and honest and real so that we can all begin to see things actually as they are. I truly believe in the quote from Maya Angelou that we are more alike than we are different. And we do not know the truth behind that unless we begin to share that truth. And so to practice all of these actions really takes a sense of courage. And courage means the ability to do something that might frighten or scare you, right? But it's also showing strength in the face of pain or grief or that fear. So thinking about how we can cultivate that ability to do something in spite of the fear, to allow ourselves to become vulnerable and transparent. This courage allows us to return back to the essential nature, our essential selves of who we are and who we're meant to be. And one of my favorite quotes from Brené Brown says, making the journey from what people think to I am enough, allowing ourselves to remove the consideration or the fear or the worry about what others might think of me or how others might perceive me or what others might think, stepping into the courage of I am enough, even in this space of vulnerability and transparency, I am enough. And because of being in this space of transparency and vulnerability, I am enough. I'm going to leave you with that thought for a moment. We're going to come back in just a bit, but I want you to just start to allow yourself to consider what meaning have you put behind the words transparency, vulnerability, and courage? And how can you start to allow yourself to begin to let these different definitions, these different ideas, these different concepts begin to marinate in and begin to create something beautiful and new? So we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back in just a moment. This is Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber, and I'll see you back in just a bit.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Diane Solano has launched her new show, Powered Through Health. Tune in for educating, entertaining, and inspiring interviews with experts from around the globe. Diane's passion is developing entrepreneurship among individuals worldwide in order to create financial, time, and geographic freedom. Powered Through Health is all that and more. To connect with Diane Solano, visit Senergy.ca. That's S-E-N-A-R-G-Y.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Welcome back. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. Welcome, everyone. I am your host, Stacey Barber. I am so honored to have you here to continue the conversations that really matter and that I hope and pray will make an impact on your life in such a positive way. And I really love to bring ideas and concepts that have significantly affected and changed my life and made such an impact on who I am today. And the topic that we're speaking of today really has done that for me. Really talking about the ideas of vulnerability, transparency, and courage. I like to think of this as the power trio and how this idea, these ideals, the combination of the three can really start to catapult you into really reconnecting with who you are at such a core level and begin to give you that deep sense of courage. And I am enough to be able to bring that forward into the world. I am coming back and forth with a lot of Brené Brown's quotes. She is such an amazing, impactful human being in this world that has done so much beautiful research around shame, vulnerability, and all of these concepts. And I just really want to thank her for beginning the conversation on such a universal platform so that we can all really start to dig into how these ideals and concepts can completely change our lives. And something that she has once said about vulnerability is that vulnerability is not a weakness. For her, she defines vulnerability as emotional risk, exposure, and uncertainty. It fuels our daily lives. It is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. And I love that so much. And I find that to be so true that it is the fuel of our daily lives because it allows us to get into that space of I am enough and I can create and innovate and change and completely affect the world within and around me in such a beautiful way. I can personally speak to the power of vulnerability and the importance of inviting it in to our lives. Something that happened just recently that I think is really could be really important to talk about here. So just about a week and a half ago on April 2nd, it was my husband's 40th birthday party, 40th birthday. And we had a very safe gathering to celebrate him and to show him how much he means to so many people in our lives and to show him how truly loved he is. And we had an amazing group of our family and friends that we've really adopted as our chosen family. And it was a really special time. I know that he felt extremely loved and the individuals that showed up, really, it was made such an impression on both he and I for years to come. But about a week before the big day, I felt this deep inner tug that it would be really important for me to actually speak at the birthday party, to actually come up with something to say, to speak directly to Brandon, my husband, to be able to express all of the things, right? All of the things. We've been together for 16 years now, all of the dips and the highs and the valleys and the hills that we've been through, and just to really provide a heartfelt, honest, and transparent speech. And so I sat down one day and I just pulled out a piece of paper. I lit my incense, I lit my candle, and I just called in whatever it was that was meant to come. And it felt like I wrote for hours. I think I was really only there for maybe 45 minutes. And when I felt like I had sort of an idea or concept of what I wanted to say, I just sort of put the speech away. But I would come back to it every day, just sort of reviewing it, tweaking it, not really changing the core of it, but most honestly, to be able to begin to say the words out loud that I know that I wanted to say without turning into a complete puddle of tears, because I am a very emotional person. But to ultimately just keep the message really authentic and real. The day of the party, I was a complete wreck. I was full of nerves, which is hilarious. If anybody knows me on a personal level, you know that I talk all the time. I have no problem talking about anything and everything. I'm typically jabbering. If I'm not reading a book or whatever, like I typically don't have a hard time speaking in front of other people. But this was a bit more of a formal situation. And so I found myself getting really nervous. And it was that idea of this is an opportunity that I'm getting ready to step into that is calling deep vulnerability, transparency, and a heck of a lot of courage and to stand in front of this group of people that have known both of us for years and to be able to speak to the man I love about the last 16 years of our lives together. And it was really asking that from me. And when the time felt right, I finally walked up and I grabbed the mic and the speech began something like this with a quote from Richard Branson. It said, "Every success story is a tale of constant adaptation, revision, and change. And some say love is a two-way street that's always under construction." That was the beginning. And as I started going into the speech, what I said, the words that followed were a true, honest depiction of the love story between the two of us that's not always been perfect. And this goes back to what I was speaking to before of we're more alike than we are different, my friends. And in that moment, I could have talked about all the things that have always gone right in our relationship and how much love we have shared and the beautiful children that we have and on, which I did include. However, I felt that it was very important to also talk about the fact that marriage, relationship, partnership is not always easy. Actually, sometimes it's really ugly. We have experienced the really ugly parts. We have actively worked through that. We are actively working through that now. To be able to come forward in front of this group of people, to be able to be really honest about that things aren't always pretty, right? That there are a lot of different setbacks and hurdles and speed bumps that we have to move through. In the last 5 years, Brandon and I have moved from being what I consider life partners to also being business partners. We've invited two children into our family, into our lives. We have sent one of our dear beloved fur babies to heaven together. We have experienced the loss of my father. We have experienced loss of grandparents. We have experienced loss of job. We have experienced some deep emotional setbacks and roadblocks within both of us. We have experienced immense change within the relationship that we have cultivated together in the marriage and our home. And to be able to stand in that space, knowing, going back to not worrying about what other people think, knowing that I am enough and that it is so important to tell the whole truth here, to be able to stand and look at the man that I love and say, "I love you through all of this." And I'm so grateful to be in that space of, even though we've gone through these things and because we've gone through these things, can we be in such a beautiful space today? It takes me back to the concept that I've reviewed here of when we place a seed into the ground, we place the seed beneath the surface, under the dirt in the darkness, where it's cold and there's no light really coming in. That's when the true growth and evolution of that seed begins. It doesn't grow sitting on top of the soil when the sun's beating down and the wind's blowing and everything looks pretty and perfect. It's beneath the surface. And I truly believe that relationship in life is no different. Anything is life is no different. Any sense of growth is requiring that space of going beneath the surface and being able to allow ourselves to begin to go through the discomfort that we might feel to be able to then come out above the ground so that we can grow and expand and radiate out. And that took an immense amount of vulnerability, transparency, and courage. And what I can say to you on the other end of standing up in front of this man, this group of people, is that I'm so grateful that I didn't get in my head, that I didn't let the nerves stop me, that I didn't let the fear of what if I turn into a puddle of tears, because that was a real one, stop me, that I, in spite of all of the things that could have gotten in the way, I stood in that space of saying, yes, yes, this is what I know that I need to say. If not now, then when? If not me, then who? And being able to allow myself to take that on so that I could provide a really beautiful birthday present to a deeply important person in my life. And it brings back the idea of that really saying what you mean and meaning what you say, and being able to cultivate the opportunity to be able to step into the light when it's calling you forward, seize the moment. I'm so grateful that I took the opportunity to bring that into his experience and into everyone else's, including mine. And I was on the phone with one of his best friends just the other day, and he said, you know, Stace, the world would be a better place if more people took the time to say the things that they need to the people that they love while they're here. And I just love that so much. And I couldn't agree more that remembrance that time is such a precious gift, and that if we have something that we want to express and to say to the people that we love, or if there's something that we need to say that might be really challenging and hard, cultivate the courage to be vulnerable and transparent and real and true. And I promise you, you will not regret that at all. So when we come back, we're going to dive into one of my favorite books, The Four Agreements. We're going to start to talk about how this book can help us cultivate more of these ideas and concepts into our life. I can't wait to dive back into that with you. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber. I'll see you in a bit.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber. I'm your host today. I'm so honored to have you here. I would love to hear from you in different areas. Reach out to me. My email is stacey.barber@gmail.com. And my website is stacybarber.com. And you can find all kinds of great content, ways in which we could work together. And then also just ways to be able to reach out and let me know what it is that is resonating with you, what you'd love to hear more about. I would love to continue to bring deeply relevant topics here to you. So please feel free to reach out. I would love to hear from you. Today, we are continuing the conversation around what vulnerability, courage, and transparency really look like in our lives, how they can instill such a sense of worth and really help us connect back to who we are at our core. And I think so often these concepts can feel really big, like we were saying before, esoteric, like out there. How can I bring more vulnerability or transparency or courage? I can't just reach out and grab them. How am I supposed to bring more of them into my life? And as I was contemplating this for myself, I was bringing this here to you, the book that really helped me cultivate this in such a deeply meaningful way immediately came up in my mind. And that book is The Four Agreements. And if you haven't read it, I urge you to go out and either download a copy or buy a copy. It is such an impactful book. It is a quick read, but it is one that will change your life in so many different ways. And it's interesting when I talk to anyone about this book that there'll be one or two, sometimes for all four of the agreements, but there's usually like one or two of what is considered the agreements that really stand out and make such a deep impression on others' lives. And so in this book, in The Four Agreements, it was written by best-selling author Don Miguel, and I think it's Ruiz or Ruiz. I'm not exactly sure. It's R-U-I-Z. And it really reveals the source of the self-limiting beliefs and ideals and concepts that tend to rob us of joy and create needless suffering. So what we were talking about before, this idea, this meaning that we're creating around things, getting stuck in the what ifs. And it's based on ancient Toltec wisdom, which offers a powerful code of conduct that can rapidly transform our lives into new experience of freedom, true happiness, and love. And for me, it really helped call in a sense of ease. It allowed me to look at things completely differently than I had originally done, and also allowed me to look at others in a completely different way. And for that, I'm just so grateful. I can hands down say that this book has helped me with every relationship in my life, being a business owner, with the instructors that are at the studio. It has helped me with the relationship that we were previously talking about in my marriage. It has helped me with my children. It has helped me with my extended family. It really helps come back to what are some agreements that we have made with ourselves that may or may not be fueling us or serving us any longer. And how can we make a new agreement? How can we make a new pact with ourselves to be able to look at things in a different light? So I want to encourage you to read the entire book, but what I want to provide for you here is just a bit of a, like an outline or an introduction if you haven't read it, or maybe a review for some, just to begin to allow these ideas to resonate inside so that we can look at this from the lens of vulnerability, transparency, and courage, how we can make them a much more tactile experience in our lives, bring them back down to that real life day-to-day experience. So the first agreement that he brings forth is to be impeccable with your word, to be impeccable with your word. So what this agreement is asking us is to avoid gossip, lies, empty promises and other ways in which we can cause problems with our words. When we are acting versus responding, when we are speaking outward, when we should be really going into that space of introspection inward. And going back to what we were speaking to before, saying what you mean and mean what you say. There's a practice that I share with many of my coaching clients. And I honestly can't remember exactly where I brought this from or remember it from, but I use it often. And before saying something that might be caught right here in our heart or our throat, that there's a second guessing, asking ourselves four different things before we say it out loud to ourselves or to another human being. The first would be, is it kind? Is what you're getting ready to say kind? Is it true? Is there truth behind what you're saying? Is it necessary? That was a big one. I usually got stopped at the third one. Is it necessary? And the fourth is, will it be harmful to myself or to another? If you say, yes, it is kind. Yes, it is true. Yes, it is harmful. And no, it will not be harmful to another. Then there is an opportunity to speak from an impeccable way. If any of those come back the other way, it's giving you the invitation and permission to think, maybe I should second guess this for a moment. Let me pull back. Let me think about this just a little bit longer until I can begin to find the words that really speak the message that I want to say that others will receive. Because if we speak from that other space that would be harmful to another, they're not going to receive our message the way that we intend. So I really love that practice. It's a really great way to be able to pull that back in. And thinking about, you know, what happened last week, standing in front of these people that I love, speaking to Brandon, coming back to speaking from an impeccable speech, right? That I knew if I was standing there saying the day with that mic in my hand, that I knew it was a message of love. It was a message of truth and one that was of importance to the man that I have loved and shared my life with for the last 16 years. Also knowing that it could be very impactful for others to hear, to also hear that no matter what we see, no matter what meaning we create around a thing or a relationship, that there is also this truth behind that. So that felt really powerful to me that day. The second agreement in the book is do not take anything personally. This was huge for me, like huge. I got to tell you, I used to take everything personally. Everything, what people would say, what they didn't say, what they would look at, what they wouldn't look at. Like it was constantly in my mind. I was making it about myself. And what we know about the human mind is it's geared to be thinking about ourselves. It is geared to be making sure that we're safe, making sure that we're okay, but it's always coming back to us, making sure that we're okay. And so really looking at, don't ever take anything personal, because nothing is ever about you from another. We're all geared to be thinking about ourselves. And it sounds really selfish when we think about it that way, but it's not. It is, we're geared to be thinking about how these things will affect us, and not in a malice or ill way, but it is just, again, looking at that primitive resource of safety and making sure that we're okay. This concept deals with understanding how other people's behaviors and actions are simply and only a reflection of them and the what they're thinking about, how they're feeling. It has nothing to do about with us. Our minds are built to worry about ourselves. And this is the way that another person chooses to act, speak, behave, etc. Has nothing to do with you. This has really changed so much when I can express this with other people. I think often when I have new clients come into the Pilates studio, and at first it can feel intimidating. There's a lot of other people, you know, what are other people going to be watching me? And I can honestly speak to them and say, everybody else is truly focused on themselves here. And that when you get on your piece of equipment or your mat, you're going to be so focused on yourself and your breath and what's happening in your body that you're going to forget that anyone else is around. And I like to take that concept outward, in that it's so true with everyone else, that when someone is saying what something is saying about us or thinking about us, or you know, beliefs that they've created around who they think we are, it has nothing to do with who we are. It's a reflection of who they are and what they've, a meaning they've created in their own mind. And so I also really took this into heart when I was standing in that mic that day, is reminding myself of the truth that knowing that anyone else's opinion of what I had to say was not truly about me, or honestly, not even my business, because I had to stand strong in my why I was standing there, and to release anyone else's opinions of what their thoughts or beliefs were around what I was saying or what that meant to them. And that is really such a powerful space to stand in, to know that who we are at their core level, what we're being called forward to do, is honestly something that is only ours, that we can experience in such a deeply intimate way. Katie Byron uses this in her work, The Work. And she says, there's three kinds of business. There's my business, there's your business, and there's God's business, the universe's business, whatever concept you'd like to use there. But the overarching idea, your business, my business, God's business. And when we are in any one of the other two, other than our own, nobody's looking after ours. And so I love that idea about this, not taking anything personally, because if we stay in our own lane, if we stay in our court, if we stay aligned to our why and truly follow our heart and our desires, then the other parts really don't matter, because we know that we are aligned with ourselves and exactly what we're being called forward to do. I love that one so much. That has been the one that if anyone says the four agreements, I'm like, nope, don't take anything personally. That's mine. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to cover the last two, the third and fourth agreement. I love them equally. They're so important to, again, begin to cultivate a sense of vulnerability, transparency, and beautiful courage in our lives. So don't miss out. Come back. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Cece Barber. This is Grounding Into Your Radiance.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
A Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I am Stacey Barber, your host. So honored to have you here. Honored to be able to have these deeply meaningful conversations to cover topics that are near and dear and true to my heart. I hope they are to you. I would love to hear from you, hear what's resonating with you. Feel free to reach out to me. Check out my website. It's stacybarber.com. I would just love to stay connected with you in any way possible. And today we are continuing the conversation around the power of vulnerability, transparency, and courage in our lives, and how we can really start to bring them into our everyday way of living, how we can start to cultivate them in our lives in a way that feels tangible and accessible. And the way in which I have really cultivated that in my life is through the practice of utilizing the four agreements in my life from the book, The Four Agreements. Please check it out. It's such a great read, quick read, but such a deeply impactful piece of literature. I would highly recommend it. So we covered the first two agreements, the first being impeccable with your words. The second one is not taking anything personally. The third agreement is to not make assumptions. Don't make assumptions in our lives. I love this so much because I think there's so much truth behind. We never truly know another person's story, history, or background until we know. And I think so often we get ourselves into a bit of a pickle when we create this idea or this meaning of who a person is or what we think that their intention is before we actually know. And I love how this gives us the opportunity to sort of pull back and say, wait a minute, am I creating a meaning or an assumption around this person or this ideal that may or may not be true? And so often we can get caught up in the what ifs, if we miss out on the goodness that life sets before us. Like, what if I get up in front of this group of people and I completely botch the whole speech? What if I am making the assumption that everyone's going to laugh at me? What if all the things, right? There's so many ideas that we can begin to allow in an assumption of what we think could or couldn't happen, that we really do miss out on all the beautiful things that are actually happening in front of us, or that could happen in front of us if we gave them the chance. I'm reminded of the quote from Mark Twain that says, "Some of the worst things in my life never even happened." I love that so much because it's the idea of the things that we create in our mind that we think could or might happen that actually hold us back, that limit us, that keep us stuck in a space of fear that never even actually happen. And if we allow ourselves to get into the assumption or the idea that this is going to be the truth, then we miss out on life. And so really catching ourselves in that space of not making assumptions so that we can move forward from a space of courage, transparency, and vulnerability. There's so many opportunities to be able to implement this in our day-to-day lives, of realizing how often that we make an assumption about the person that's driving in the car beside of us or standing in line beside of us, or the assumption of someone's integrity, or being able to allow ourselves to wipe the slate clean here again and really see a situation, an opportunity, or an individual for exactly who they are, not the meaning that we have subconsciously created. And the fourth agreement is to always do your best. And I love that by this, what the author is really saying is that to do the best you can at any given moment, period, and allow that to be enough so that there will be no regrets. Some days your best isn't as good as other days, and that's okay. But as long as we put forth a valid effort into life, there's nothing to be ashamed of, and you won't beat yourself up about those less than perfect performances or situations or occurrences in our lives. Being able to say, you know what, I put my best foot forward. I did the best I could. I showed up fully. Allowing ourselves to be in that space really allows us to truly step into who we are and the work that we're meant to do here in the world. And I love that that also allows us to be extremely vulnerable, and that this was the best that I could do. I put my best foot forward, and that has to be enough today. And I do truly believe there is such a sense of courage that takes to be able to stand in that space. And so letting those four ideas, being impeccable with your words, not taking anything personally, not making assumptions, and always doing your best. If you can think about how that allows us to call in the vulnerability, that state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally, transparency, allowing the light to pass through so that objects can be seen, right? The transparency, being able to see through, then asking for the courage, the ability to do something that might frighten someone, frighten you, that might bring in that fear, but that also showing the strength in the face of pain or grief, allowing all of those concepts to start to mold together, thinking about how we can allow the concrete concepts of not taking things personally, not making assumptions, being superior and impeccable in our words and our speech, and doing the very best we can. That gives us the freedom to then invite in the sense of vulnerability, transparency, and courage that life is really calling us forward towards. When I think back to some of the most instrumental aspects of my life, I have practiced some, if not all, of these concepts. And it's so interesting as I think back, because in the moment, these were definitely some of the most fearful, or that felt brought nerves up for me, or different emotions that I could have easily allowed in to step back or not step forward into the opportunity that was laid before me. But as I sit in that retrospection of being able to really look back at my life, the moments when I allow vulnerability, transparency, and courage in have been some of the most impactful of my life. I think about the decision that I made to speak openly about my teenage pregnancy and abortion in front of large groups, churches, and schools. That took a lot of vulnerability, transparency, and courage. When I felt courageous enough to quit my full-time job without a plan in sight and to be fully transparent about the divine calling that I felt dropping into me that day, that also took a lot of all three of those. There was a ton of vulnerability and courage that was asked for me to care for my father, who was dying from the disease that had deeply affected his life and ours. I think about when I stepped into the courage as Brandon and I became business partners alongside life partners, when we said, I do, when we invited children into our home, when we allow ourselves to be exactly where we are in the moment, knowing that we are enough, that all of the other things are kind of out to the wayside, when we can really align with what is it that I'm being called forward to do, to say, to be, and then asking that powerful trio in, how can I allow myself to feel vulnerable, to feel transparent, and to allow courage to feed me forward? It's really beautiful. And remembering what Brene Brown said is that, like, these moments of vulnerability truly fuel our daily lives. They are the special sauce, the sweet stuff that really makes it all worth living. And so I hope that these ideas and concepts deeply resonate with you. I hope they help you think about things in a different light that may be able to open your heart and your mind to these concepts, creating different ideals and definitions around these esoteric ways of being, so that we can really allow them into our heart, so that they can begin to cultivate a life that we all deeply deserve. And and are being called towards. So thank you for being here with me today. I am so honored again to be with you. I hope this has deeply resonated with you, and I am sending you so much love. Until next time, this is Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Grounding Into Your Radiance, where you become empowered to face change and transition from a place of clarity. Learn to shed your layers and declutter the space between your story and your truth. Do you feel a little lighter now? Tune in next time for more opportunities to explore, dream, and reconnect with your essential self with Stacey Barber. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.